to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. Once upon a time, more years ago than I care to count, I met her in the bathroom and she looked good enough to eat. It was way past dinner, moments before breakfast, and I was fast falling in love. We shared smiles and stares, her skin like silk to my spellbound hands, her eyes ethereal, earthy marbles, her face like nothing I'd ever seen, and something I'd never forget. I was in love with her for the longest time, but now here I am, collapsed on cream carpet, my heartbreak narrated by Dina Shore. Laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, because I want so desperately to adore her, to love her, just as I used to. But an app told me that her face was fixable, and now I can't get the new face out of my mind. The eyes, soulless, without sparkle. The nose, the skin, belonging to somebody else so easily. She was stolen so easily. Our love was stolen so easily, and I can't deny that I found her beautiful. But I don't know who she was, and I don't want to love her. So I did something terrible today. I considered becoming a TikTok girly. So I have a TikTok account, I just don't use it. I was advised a few years back when TikTok was just kind of starting to become a thing. Get TikTok. Please, will you get TikTok? It's going to be great for promotion. Will you fucking get TikTok? So I got TikTok and I was like, fine, whatever. I put up some stuff. And then I just left it and I couldn't be asked. Currently, my TikTok is private. I could go into the reasons for that, but I don't know that I should be messy. Should I be messy? Yeah, okay, I'll be messy. I won't be messy. Okay, fuck it, I'll be messy. Basically, I was seeing somebody and they kind of... They were really interested in following all my socials, and they did that, and it was a whole thing, and it was kind of weird. So I privated that because I was like, I'm not using it, so fuck it, why not just private that, whatever, because I don't need that to be open. So so this is the hardest part about, you know, trying to date and form connections when you also do stuff like this, but nevertheless. So yes, currently my TikTok is private, but I was just thinking today, I don't even know why the idea came into my head, but I just thought, what if I actually started making, you know, content on TikTok, as the kids say. You know, I've done video content before. I'm not really a fan of it. I don't really like it, but I certainly don't like appearing on camera myself very much. You may have spied glances of me in previous video projects I've done, but it's not something I like a lot. It's just not my kind of thing. I don't really like it. If you've ever watched me stream on Twitch, you'll know this as well, because I'm not I don't really appear on camera on any of my Twitch streams. I find creative ways around that because I don't want to. But I thought today, I don't even know why, I just thought, what if I tried to do this? Because obviously, as you'll know, I'm on my quest for Lent to give up self-loathing, and on a bigger quest, the bigger picture is this year, I would like to not hate myself. I mean, there are specific goals in mind, such as accepting the things about me that I cannot change, but you know, the primary goal is liking myself a little bit more. So I don't know, I guess I thought we could try this. What if I'm making videos and I'm looking at myself, and maybe I'll get used to it and I won't hate what I see and it'll be fine. So I'm scrolling through looking for ideas and things, and I saw that a lot of people were making like videos with this filter, and I thought, well, surely it can't change how they look that much, right? So I tried it. So I click on the filter, it opens up the camera, and I'm like, okay, here we go. So I bring the camera up so it can see my face. This filter goes on, and oh my fucking god, it literally changed my entire face. I freak out because I'm like, what the fucking hell is this? Like, okay, so it like changed my eyes, and for some, like, I can't describe it, right? But it made me look like there was no life in my eyes. I don't know how it did that, but it did. It didn't actually do all that much to my lips, because the filter I'm talking about, like, it everyone was talking about how, oh, it, you know, it gave me lips, it gave me like lip filler and stuff, and I'm like, well, it didn't do that for me. But to be fair, I have you know, very full lips to begin with, so I don't think that was really on the cards for me. And it didn't change much of like the shape of my face in terms of like jaw and cheekbones and all that shit. I'm not really sure why, but okay. It did smooth out my skin a lot. Like, and I'll be real with you. You know, if I'm posting a picture, I'm probably going to use something like Facetune just to smooth out my skin a little, because, you know, sometimes I really struggle with skin texture. I'm not going to go mental, but, you know. but this, like, took it to the next level. It was like it was somebody else's skin. It was kind of weird. But the most egregious thing, the most hurtful thing, the thing that I think, like, I was at risk of breaking Lent, let me tell you. This fucking filter basically gave me a nose job. And I was like, oh, bitch, not this. Not this. And I, do you know, I think that's why I felt like my face looked weird. And maybe that's the explanation for the eye thing, because I very much believe that, like, your face, whether you like it or not, is arranged how it's supposed to be, right? Which is why, and I'm not trying to drag nobody, but I'm just saying, sometimes it's why when someone gets, you know, for example, you know, lip fillers and stuff, sometimes it looks very out of place on their face, because their face is arranged how it's meant to be. So it looks a bit unusual because, you know, it's not in proportion with the rest of their face. My nose, whether I like it or not, fits with the face that I have. And app version did not. And so I guess maybe it kind of threw off the whole thing, and that's why it looked weird to me. But I was feeling very kind of insecure, and I was like, oh my god, would I look better with a different nose? Is that what I should do? Oh my god, is this where we are now? Are we back in that era? Because back in the day, I considered having a nose job for a long, long time, because it's something I've always been incredibly insecure about. I mean, I'm insecure about a million things, but that was one of the primary issues for me, because, well, if you've ever seen a picture of me, you probably know. But I went through a period of of time when I wanted to retcon my face effectively. And then there was another period of time after that, you know, because I was serious about it. You know, I ordered a brochure from a clinic, and then I ordered another one from another clinic. I was looking at how much it was going to cost and everything. And then I realized I was poor, but then I was like, oh, I don't know, if I save up, you know, it might take me a million years, but I could do it. And then I kind of went through this phase. I went on a journey and I was like, you know what? Maybe there's nothing wrong with it. Maybe there's nothing wrong with your face. Maybe there's nothing wrong with your nose. Maybe you have been conditioned to hate yourself for reasons that really have nothing to do with you. Maybe what's actually going on here is that, you know, the beauty industry, the cosmetics industry has an obvious interest in trying to make you dislike perfectly normal things about your face, about your body, about everything. Maybe it's all a scam. And so I went on this whole thing and I was like, okay, let's look at what we have a problem with. What's actually wrong with it? Okay. So you don't like your nose. Why is that? Is it maybe because all of the girls in the magazines, all the girls, you know at school, all of that, all the girls on the television and in the movies, they're all a different ethnicity to you and so naturally are going to look slightly different, and maybe you feel insecure and you feel ugly because you're comparing yourselves to them, because you have been taught that they are the only way to be beautiful and to be attractive. And maybe you can be too. You just have to let go of feeling like you have to be like them, you know? I'd like to tell you that was just like a quick chat with myself and then I learned the lesson, but it was not. It took a very, very long time. It was the central theme of one of my older books, Old Brown Eyes Is Back. You know, and obviously it wasn't just the nose, it was a whole bunch of other things, you know. Let me tell you, it really fucked with my mind when certain ethnic features that I have became fashion trends. Because I was like, wait a minute, I got bullied at school for this? And now the girlies are out here going to clinics and paying to have it done to them? Whoa, okay. Wow. Especially because I saw some of the people that actually bullied me when I was a kid had it done. And I was like, wow. That's adorable, but okay. But, you know, kind of unpacking all of that stuff, unlearning, as they say, on TikTok, actually. That's a thing that you hear a lot on the TikTok. I don't generally watch TikTok natively in the app, but I use Twitter a lot. And you always, literally every day, there'll be some kind of TikTok discourse and then there'll be a bunch of TikTok videos. So I effectively consume TikTok accidentally, I suppose. But anyway, you know, so I kind of worked for a long time to try and understand that perhaps I was not ugly and unattractive. It was just that most of the examples of beauty that I had been able to see as a person living in the UK and growing up at the time I did, when there was not a lot of representation for someone that looked like me, or for, you know, someone that looked basically different to, you know, a skinny white girl. Is it that I'm ugly and unattractive, or is it just that I had never seen other people and so I thought that there was something wrong with me? It's important to know. I mean, it goes without saying, but I feel like I should say it anyway. There is nothing wrong with skinny white girls. They're pretty sure. Absolutely. 100%. But that doesn't mean by default that anyone that isn't that is ugly, right? And that was something that took me a long time to learn. And then that fucking cursed filter on that fucking cursed app put all that at risk. And I was right back there and I was like, oh God. Oh, she's hideous. That's why the app fixed her. Oh God. Oh God. And I had to pull myself back and be like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's not very smart. That's not what we should be thinking. It's not what Jesus would want. It's not what all of our feminist heroes would want. Don't do that. Don't do that. Stop. And so I closed the app and I'm like, okay, let's think about this. Let's have a little moment. And there was a part of me thinking for like one tiny second, oh my God, I wish that I actually looked like that. I wish that that face it showed me was my face. And then I was like, no, you don't. Nuh-uh, let's not do this. Stop it. I have to tell you as well, and I don't mean to cast aspersions at TikTok, but it did make my skin a little bit lighter. I'm just gonna fucking say that. You know, and I'm freaking out and I'm like, you don't want to do this. You do not want to go back down this fucking cyclone of terror. Okay, a tornado of terror would have been better. I wish I'd have said that, but never mind. Don't do this. Please don't wish you were someone else. Don't hate yourself. Don't feel, but don't let a fucking app control how you feel. Don't let it make you feel things. It's an app. It's not real. It's literally bullshit. Literally, it's not real. It's not real. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. That girl that you just saw on your phone screen does not exist. She's not real. But you, who is monologuing at herself, she's real. And you are all that she's got consistently for the rest of her life, because people come and go. You don't know what's going to happen. You could lose everybody tomorrow. Let's hope we don't, but just in case. So you've got to fucking be nice to yourself. That's what we're doing this year, woman. That's what we're doing. Did you not hear the episode last week where we were talking about Sam Smith? Is this what Sam Smith would want from you? No, they would not. And I... so I had to talk myself down. And I think there will always be a part of me that will... look at a fucking abomination like what that filter did to my face. Or, you know, look at other girls and wish, wow, I wish I looked like that, you know? I think that's always going to happen, and maybe I can't stop that. But I can ground myself and I can say, hey, that girl on like Instagram or whatever, she's pretty, but so are you. It's fine. It's not a competition. We are not in competition with each other. It doesn't matter, you know? It's okay. You are perfectly acceptable. There's nothing wrong with you. You know, the way that you look is just how you were made to look. It's how you were born, and there's nothing wrong with that. What I find helpful, especially when it comes to my more ethnic features, as I helpfully label them, is to remind myself not only of the fact that obviously it's, you know, some of those insecurities just stem from the fact that I grew up not seeing other people like me, and so I feel weird about it for that reason, but also to remind myself that these are things, they're gifts from people from before, you know, the past, and it's nice to hold on to these things. And I mean, I don't know if anyone else looks at their own face that way, but I kind of do. You know, it is helpful for me. You know, it's a reminder of who I am, where I came from. And it just makes me feel a little bit more appreciative of what I have aesthetically. You know, so I struggled today. I struggled. It didn't help. I'll tell you something for nothing. It didn't help that I got really down on myself earlier because I was... I woke up very early and I was playing some Fallout because I had some spare time, and I was like, okay, a little treat. Baby deserves a treat. She can have some video games as a treat. And then I get a notification on my phone and it said that I had a new like on a dating app, right? So I open it and I'm thinking, oh, what could this be? Oh, all the possibilities. And it was... And I'm not trying to start drama and I'm not trying to be mean. She lied. No, I'm actually not. But it was a couple. It was a couple. So I don't know if this happens to two straight people. I never experienced this when I was cosplaying as a straight, but one of the things that's very common in other kinds of dating spaces is for couples, normally like a man and a woman, who are looking for somebody for some kind of experimentation, that kind of thing. And they kind of flood the market. I think that they think that there is a much bigger demand than there is. I mean, there might be a lot of demand on their end, but there isn't on ours. So, you know, it is what it is. And so it made me feel a bit sad because it's like, firstly, like for so many reasons. Firstly, it feels disheartening because you think, oh, well, what if it's an opportunity for something cool, something romantic, something amazing? And then you open it and it's just someone being like, hi, will you be a sex toy for us? Like, that's just a bit degrading, really. And it's just a bit disappointing. But also, you know, just on a human level, and And I'm not saying this to make anyone... am I saying it to make people feel bad? I don't think I'm saying it to make people feel bad. I'm trying to be educational here. It makes it feel like... like you don't understand that we have interests other than being part of... I mean, I have no interest in being part of like a... three-way, four-way, any of that kind of situation. But the fact of the matter is, there are apps and spaces for people looking for a third or a unicorn or whatever. Like, that exists, okay? That's not what solo lesbian dating apps are for. It's not for that. And these are, frankly, some of the only spaces where we're going to be able to find somebody compatible for like a one-on-one situation, if that's what we're looking for. And so when you are constantly bombarded with bored couples, it just feels demoralizing, and it feels like your desire for a real relationship is not being taken seriously. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of how it feels. Especially because, like, I don't know a single girly who does not have no couples or something to that effect on her profile. And yet these people will always approach anyway. My theory is that they're not actually reading the profiles. They're just swiping, just yes on everybody to try and hopefully attract somebody, which is a dumb way to use dating apps, but work. You know, and I think it felt especially demoralizing because the last three matches that I have had on dating apps have been effectively couples that lied about it. Like, I'm serious. There's this thing where you will see a profile and it seems like it's just a woman interested, on her own, single. Often she will be listed as single, you know, on the relationships section and all that. And then you start talking to her and you know, you get on and you're having a good time and it's fabulous. And then she will reveal quite far in, like, I'm not talking like a couple of hours, I'm talking, you know, a couple of days, sometimes a couple of weeks, sometimes even not until you actually show up on a date, that she has a boyfriend and that they are looking for an open-minded woman for fun and connections. And it's like, well, why didn't you fucking say so in the beginning? And I know why she didn't fucking say so in the beginning, because she knows that if she were to do that, less people would be interested. But here's the thing, if you know that you are interested in something that not many people like, that doesn't mean that you can fucking lie. That's insane. You can't. But yeah, so my last three matches have been that. So the first one, oh girl, she took me for a fool, I tell you that. I, like, it went the whole way. Like, she didn't say anything when we were, you know, messaging on the app. She didn't say anything when we swapped numbers. She did not say anything. We went on a date. We actually went on a full date, right? So we're sat there, we're having drinks, it's fabulous. And so we're talking about maybe organizing a second date, and then she drops in that she's got this boyfriend, and I'm like, you fucking what, love? You fucking what, love? You've got a what? What? I could not believe it. I was like, why are you waiting until now to fucking tell me this? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? What the fuck? I just... And we had a talking stage, because that's a thing that people do these days. They have talking stages. I don't even know what the fuck that is. But, you know, we had been, you know, messaging, we did phone calls and all that shenanigans for about 3 weeks. And at no point during that period of time did she think to say, I've got a boyfriend. Ruined my Christmas. I'll tell you that, because it happened just before Christmas. Ruined my Christmas. I could not believe it. It didn't ruin my Christmas. I had a great Christmas. It was fabulous. But still, it's just fucked up. Who does that? Well, I'll tell you who does that. The next match. You know, I'm on my new year, new me nonsense. Doing my best. And I was a bit apprehensive, but I was trying not to be judgmental. So I didn't treat this girl with suspicion. I tried to not judge her, just be nice. See what happens. And I think we got like a week in, you know, kind of talking messages and that. And she was like, yeah, so I've got a boyfriend and, you know. And I'm like, nah, shut it down. Goodbye. I have to go. My planet needs me. So the next time I get a match, I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to ask her straight out. Straight up and down. So I did. like literally it was, I think, my second message, because, you know, you've got to get through the hey, how are you pleasantries first. And I said, look, I'm not trying to be rude. I just need to know, because I've had some bad experiences lately where I've, you know, been pursuing things with a girl who says she's single, and then surprise, she's got a boyfriend. Is this you? Can you please just tell me honestly? Like, I'm not judging you if you have, right? We've all made mistakes. I'm joking. But, you know, if you have, okay, it's just we're not compatible. This isn't going to work. So you'd be better off with someone else, and I'd be better off with someone else, and that's fine. No judgment. I don't hate you or anything. I just need to know. And she said, no, of course not. I'm completely single. And I'm like, okay. So I'm feeling a bit more secure. Reader, she was lying. She lied about it. I asked her straight up and she lied about it. She later told me, and she was like, I didn't want to say because I really liked you. And I was like, how are you going to say you really liked me? We had been talking for like 30 seconds. How could you have really liked me at that point? It's insane. Like, you'd seen like 4 selfies and I don't know, like 500 words on my bio. We'd exchanged like 2 messages at that point. How could you have really liked me? That's bullshit. Fuck's sake. Anyway, so getting that this morning, you know, this whole, hi, we're a couple. I mean, you know, at least they were open about it. But still, it felt demoralizing. It just felt like I am never going to find anyone that just likes me for me and just wants to be with me, you know. And that was one of my greatest fears when it came to all this. Like, it was one of the reasons why I didn't want to ever you know, actually live my truth, as the kids say, because I thought, well, and no offense to men, I really should just start every podcast with that, because I feel like that's a good disclaimer for what this is. But, you know, I know, even now, I could probably snap up a boyfriend pretty quickly. It would not be difficult, because there are just more men that are attracted to women than there are women. And yes, I'd be unhappy, but I'm unhappy now. But like, there are things in a relationship that also I really want, and things that I could have had with a man that were not troubling to me. You know, having someone to spend time with, having someone to talk to, having someone, you know, just to pass the time with. And, you know, those are aspects that I miss as well. Obviously, you know, sexual stuff, no thank you, that'd be very problematic for me. But, you know, when I was kind of thinking about it and thinking, do I want to actually make this step, and actually look for the things in life that I need and that I want, I'm thinking, well, hold on, because if you do that, your options shrink dramatically. Very, very dramatically, because there is a much smaller number of women that are attracted to women, you know, so that's an issue. There is also the fact that you're not going to be close geographically to that many, realistically speaking. And even if you are, many of those will already be in relationships and things like that, and so that narrows it down even more. So then you've got a very, very, very small group of people. Right, so what problems have we got there? Okay, you know, are we compatible in what we want in a relationship? Some of them yes, some of them no. The group gets smaller. And then you've got to look at You know, do we align as people? Again, the group gets smaller. Am I attracted to them? Again, the group gets smaller. And so then you've really got a very fucking small group. And so it feels disheartening, and you just think, I'm never gonna, you know, be able to find somebody ever. And I feel terrible about that. And I feel bad about myself again. And then that's the gateway drug to self-loathing. That's how it happens. And so I was like, oh God, not this. So I deleted the TikTok app. I deleted the app. And I said to myself, there is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. And you are just in your single girl era. And very, very soon, someone wonderful is going to come along, and you will be romanced and loved and adored, and you will love and romance and adore them in return. And it will be everything that you have wanted. But in the meantime, we've got some work to do. One of the things we've got to do is stop bullying ourselves, because nobody's going to like that. We're gonna enjoy life, live life, enjoy life. We're gonna do things. We're gonna go out and meet people. I mean, who knows? You could meet the love of your life just going to the pub or something. I mean, who knows? It's very unlikely, but you never know. you know, just trying to be better to myself, so that if someone does have the misfortune to fall in love with me, it works out well for them and for me. So I've deleted TikTok. Maybe I'll re-download it again one day. I don't know. I probably won't. But it's gone. It's gone. And I will accept my face. I don't know how. But she's all right. You know, she's... Let me have a look. There's my mirror. I've got a lovely mirror. It's a little heart mirror, and it's got a little bow on it. It's so cute. Okay. I don't have any makeup on or anything right now. Because I'm getting ready to go out. I just thought I'd record this. Okay. Yeah. It's not so bad. Look at that. How about that? Oh, she's got lovely eyes. One day, I was about to commit to like learning to do my eyebrows, but honestly speaking, I'm probably just never gonna do that. I can't be asked. Okay. Yeah, she's not bad. She is not bad. And honestly, since I got a fringe, I feel really good about my face, actually. And I'm not gonna let TikTok take that away from me. I'm not doing it. Didn't happen today. I actually wrote this a couple of weeks ago, but I've just released it as a single on Bandcamp, and it kind of fits the theme for today's episode. So here I go yet again, releasing and effectively leaking on this podcast. Well, is it a leak if I've already released the track? I don't know, but I'm giving it to you for free, even though you could go and buy it for £1 on my Bandcamp. But here I go, pirating yet another song from my album.
my album. I think I'm going to release it in the summer, which is crazy. It's crazy. It's so random. It's not random. It's not random at all. But yeah, I feel like that's when it should be. Like July or August, I think, maybe. Don't hold me to any of these dates, by the way, because you know what I'm like. But anyway, here's Joe Goldberg. And let's hope Netflix doesn't sue me for using the character name. Just in case, I'm going to... I'm sure it'll be fine. They'll be nice to me, right? Yeah, a corporation's going to be nice to a random bitch with a podcast. We'll see. Anyway, here's Joe Goldberg. A song about my hell.
Sincerely Jennifer, with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever, with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier Patreon supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Katie,